Well, I was thinking while you were upstairs, I have taught 27 courses, Bio 181 and 26 other courses. And I think this is the first time in any course that everyone who was registered on the first day took exam 2 in any of those, which is cool. You're still all here. Now, what do you think your mean was this time? 45%? That's shooting low. 67 was last one, wasn't it? Well, as usual, it has gone down compared to exam 1. It was 61. And yes, it usually does go quite a bit down. And also, as usual, hell of a range from very low to very high. But anyway, let's talk about today. I only want to talk for like 2 minutes because this is a continuation. So I've already told you about the scopes. I realize, though, that there is one thing about the procedure that just confuses the hell out of some students, so I just want to go over it quickly, and that's estimating cell size. And estimating cell size does not have anything to do with that scale that's in the ocular. Notice that when you look through the scopes, you see the little scale. And that's because to properly use that scale, which doesn't have any units on it, notice, you have to actually calibrate it with a special slide called a stage micrometer. And the reason you have to calibrate it, and the reason it doesn't have any units listed on it, is because how big those tick marks are actually changes when you change the magnification. So it depends on the lens you're using as to how much distance is between each of those tick marks. Does that make sense? Because you're zooming in when the scale stays the same, but you're looking at a smaller circle. So the distance between them changes. So that's not how you do it in this procedure. It hopefully makes common sense, though, when you think about it. You have a field of view, and you have some cell in there, and it asks you to estimate the cell size, in other words, the width or the diameter, whatever. Well, it's really just a matter of using the mechanical stage, so you can move the slide around, right? Move it so that you position that cell right on one edge, doesn't matter where, just an edge of the circle. And then imagine making a bunch of duplicates of this cell and putting them end to end until they go all the way across. You're just counting how many it would take to go from one side of the circle to the other. And so, you know, if I draw them, looks like probably about 9. Somewhere between 8 and 9. All right? And then it's just a matter of dividing this diameter of the field of view by that number. But how do you know how big the field of view is? Well, that's given to you in the manual. The field of view always looks the same size as you, but it's not the same size, right? It depends on the objective lens that you're using. So you have to look up, based on the objective lens that you're using, what the size of the field of view is, do this trick of imagining how many it would take, and divide that diameter that's given in the book by that number, and that tells you how big each cell is. Clear enough? All right, well then, do the cells part today. The dissecting scopes are available as well. All the stuff's sitting out, and that should be all you need to know from me.